live. So let me tell you what happened to me today. I worked out and I went to, I went to the gym and I worked out. I did my arms and I did my chest and I did elliptical. Anyway, and I came back and I took a shower and I got all ready because I needed to go and pick up Katie from the parents' house. So I went and anyway, I walked out the door and I always have headphones in, like always. And I was listening to my favorite radio show. And so I went down the first set of stairs because I'm on the third floor. And I went down the first set of stairs and I turned around the corner and I was in a rush and I had my headphones in and I was looking down and I almost ran into this police officer and he scared me so bad because I didn't expect to see anyone. So I screamed like a girl. And then I took the headphones out. Anyway, so the cop goes, "Are you Adam Burns?" And I said, "Yes. How can I help you?" Or, whatever. I don't know exactly what I said. I was in shock. And he says, "Do you know this person that lives?" And he pointed to a particular apartment. And I said, and you guys have to know, I said that I took the Berkman personality survey, and it said that I was selectively social, right? So I don't know my neighbors. I know what my downstairs, right below me neighbor looks like only because I've had to call the cops on him because of noise before. And I was afraid that he would hate me. So anytime I've come past there, I've like made it a point to look and see, what he looks like in case he, tries to kill me sometime. I know what he looks like. But this was the apartment across from his. So I'm like, "I'm sorry, sir. I don't know my neighbors very well." And he's like, "Well, his parents are concerned. He hasn't contacted them in, I don't know, so many days, and they called us to investigate." So they were literally like trying to get in this guy's apartment, and they went so far as to put a, he was on the second floor, and so they put a ladder up against the building, and the cops went up the ladder and got onto his balcony. And they were trying to break in because they couldn't get in. And I couldn't leave because the ladder was in front of my garage. Because this balcony is right over my garage. So I finally got to leave. I have no idea what happened. I was afraid, I was going to come home and there was going to be that yellow crime tape. And they were going to have found his dead, lifeless body, there was no crime tape. There was nothing open. His door wasn't open. I didn't see any broken windows. So I don't know. But I was thinking about crime. And there's this story that I heard today on the radio show. And some burglars are so stupid. I mean, I don't know. I mean, and this was a young kid, so... But anyway,
Santa Claus came early to one Atlanta home, except instead of delivering presents, he tried to steal them. Check out this video from WSB.
Eden Rodriguez was in his driveway when he heard cries from across the street. So he got a friend, and they discovered someone stuck in their neighbor's chimney.
Police pulled soot-covered 17-year-old Ronaldo Jack out of the chimney with a rope after he allegedly robbed Shahinish Kadani. According to WGCL, Kadani had no idea the Saint Nick wannabe was stuck in her chimney for 10 hours and came home to a complete disaster.
The accused thief threw clothes on the ground and stole $500 out of her safe. but left her jewelry behind. The most baffling part for many is how and why Jack would try to shimmy down the chimney and then back up again.
WAGA spoke with a neighbor who discovered Jack.
Well, so the funny thing is, I mean, why would you think that going down a chimney would be something smart to do? I mean, that's ridiculous. And then he got stuck. They said he was in that chimney for 10 hours. That is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, that's crazy. I've heard of other people getting stuck in chimneys doing stupid things like that. Do you really think that, I don't know, that you can make it down a chimney? They have flues and they have things in them, you know, that it's crazy. Anyway, I wanted to mention that Larry Kusledge is doing a logo for both this show and DI Plus. And actually, he's doing a logo for DI Plus, and I liked it so much, I said, hey, can you do a logo for my new show as well? And he said, sure. I said, how much would you charge me because I want to pay you? And he told me an amount. But I felt so bad because, okay, he's doing a logo for DI Plus, and he's doing a cartoon of myself and Daniel. Well, I hate pictures of me. Like, I always hate pictures of me. And so when he sent out this Google Plus message asking for our opinions, I had to sit there for a long time and think, oh gosh, you know, how can I tell him he did a really good job without, you know, coming out and saying that I hate pictures of me and I look really old in that cartoon. And, you know, my nose looks huge and you know, that sort of stuff. So I sat there. I wouldn't let myself say anything to him about it because I was trying to compose myself. And I even called Daniel and I said, you know, I think he did a fabulous job, but I hate that picture of myself. Well, anyway, so I wanted to read what I said here. Let's see if I can pull it up here. So I commented, and of course the computer is going to go really slow. It has 15 comments now. So I commented and said, so aside from the fact that I never like pictures of myself, I think you have done a fabulous job. Anything you can do to make my wrinkles and my nose to look smaller would be greatly appreciated. So, anyway, and Daniel told me he looks so old compared to me in this picture, and he has his beard, you know, and everything, for those of you who know what Daniel looks like. And I said, I was thinking about Christmas additions to the logo. If you gave Daniel a Santa hat and a completely white beard, it would look like I'm sitting on Santa's knee. Anyway, so he's also going to make a logo for me. Like I said, for me, it's going to be shirtless, but I'm going to have him give me actual muscles and put it like a GG on my chest. Anyway. So, I wanted to mention some people who have added me on Google Plus, but I ran out of time in this episode, so I will do that tomorrow. But I have some hotties, and I'm going to start mentioning not just hotties. You're all hotties, but I mean, there are some cuties. Anyway, so contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com or contact@geekygay.com. Plus, or add me to your circle on Google Plus. My page is Geeky Gay, and let me know where you heard about me from. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.